A panel appointed by Governor Cuomo to investigate corruption in Albany has found a suspicious nonprofit has been getting millions of dollars in taxpayer funds thanks to shady New York State lawmakers. The report provides tantalizing clues as to the identity of the nonprofit, but stops just short of naming names. As WNYC's Robert Lewis and Anna Sale report, that mystery is now solved.
In a blistering report released last week, Governor Cuomo's Moreland Commission outlined the culture of corruption in New York State's legislature, where campaign contributions equal pay to play, lawmakers steer state business to relatives, and bribery goes unpunished.
In just one example, the commission described a nonprofit where lawmakers have steered close to $3 million for work, but it doesn't appear that the nonprofit is doing much for that money. The report says, quote, a poll camera of the storefront over 25 days showed little foot traffic to the building, and an undercover site inspection found only one person working in the office.
There were clues, but no names. For example, it said the nonprofit had offices in two other countries. We wanted to figure out just who exactly the commission was talking about, so we turned to you, our listeners. One of you had some special expertise.
My name is Robert Garrity, former investigative reporter for the New York Daily News.
Robert Geertie looked at records showing the millions of dollars in grants legislators steered to organizations and pet projects. One unfamiliar name jumped out, so he looked a little closer.
Lo and behold, on the website, they had mentioned that they had offices in Toronto, Canada, and in Israel.
We decided to call the organization to see what they do with all the state money they get. Records show former state Senate leader Joe Bruno and state senators Malcolm Smith and Martin Golden have all steered grant money to the nonprofit, but we didn't have much luck with their hotline.
If you're calling regarding a child under the age of 15, press 2. For an adult referral, press 3.
We weren't alone in having trouble getting answers. Commission investigators reportedly left a voicemail for the agency's hotline, and when the message was returned, quote, only generic guidance was offered.
So Anna went to Brooklyn.
A street-level office with an awning with a pole in front where you might put a pole camera.
I rang the bell and was buzzed in. Just one person appeared to be in the office.
Hi, my name's Anna Sale. I'm a reporter for WNYC. I'm looking for somebody from Relief Resources.
I don't think anybody's here for relief.
Relief Resources. It's a nonprofit in Borough Park that advertises itself as providing mental health referrals with a particular focus on the Jewish community.
Nick Powell, a reporting colleague at the magazine City and State, got someone to confirm it.
A source familiar with the investigation confirmed that Relief Resources was the mystery nonprofit mentioned in the Moreland report.
On Sunday, the New York Post also tied Relief Resources to the Moreland Commission report.
The Moreland Commission acknowledges that their investigation was incomplete and the nonprofit may provide, quote, laudable services to the public.
Looking at your website, it looks
I was able to briefly question Benjamin Babad, the nonprofit's program director. I reached him at a residential number in New Jersey last Friday and asked him about the allegations.
And so what I was hoping was, you know, you might sort of take the opportunity to just talk a little bit about what you guys do and maybe respond to this.
Rabbi Babad said Relief Resources has served thousands of people, but he wanted to check out the Moreland Commission report. He said it was the first he'd heard of it. He didn't respond to follow-up phone calls and emails.
He wasn't the only one who didn't want to talk about what Relief Resources does. The nonprofit's legislative benefactors, Bruno, Smith, and Golden, didn't respond to calls.
We tried to run the name past Kathleen Rice, the Nassau County District Attorney and co-chair of the Moreland Commission.
That's them, right?
Well, I obviously, you know, I can't comment on any specifics. The reason why we left everything anonymous is because we didn't want to do anything to compromise the integrity of the investigations that are.
She says she isn't worried the report will tip off the nonprofit as investigations continue.
Or apparently about tipping off the legislature that the commission is watching. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Anna Sale.